USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Americans have a choice Tuesday. They can vote for President Trump or Joe Biden. The contrast between the two candidates really stands out. The Midwest will see the most campaigning Friday from both candidates. Officials arrest a second suspect in the Nice, France church attack Thursday. The AP is reporting a judicial officer, not authorized to be named publicly, said Friday the second suspect is a 47-year-old man believed to have been in contact with the attacker the night before the incident. There's more to the full moon Halloween. USA Radio News, Val Dior has more.
The blue moon on October 31st will be the first full moon on Halloween in 76 years. According to info from NASA Earth and the Old Farmer's Almanac, the last time a full moon fell on Halloween was 1944. This full moon follows the harvest moon on October 1st. A blue moon is when two full moons fall in the same month. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Shaka Johnson, the family attorney for Walter Wallace Jr., says the family wants the officers who killed their son not to be charged with murder.
I don't think so, right? And here's why. They were improperly trained and did not have the proper equipment by which to effectuate their job. They didn't have it.
Mr. Wallace was shot by Philadelphia police while wielding a knife and approaching the officers, ignoring commands to drop the weapon. Apple is planning to build its own search engine to rival Google, according to Wednesday's Financial Times report. U.S. antitrust authorities are threatening to squash deals Google made with device makers to be the only search engine as the default option, specifically iPhones and Samsung phones. Apple's iPhone has started to show its own search engine results and link directly to websites when users type in search queries directly from the home screen in versions iOS 14 and later. The report stated Google pays Apple between $8 and $12 billion every year for its search engine deal. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
NASCAR's Xfinity 500 takes place Sunday from the old school track in Martinsville, Virginia. Driver Denny Hamlin talks about the Martinsville magic.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you that we've not been as strong on the short tracks this year as what we were last year. I think we finished in the top five in every short track last year. But I mean, I'm confident we've run strong at times, but other times we've not. Like earlier in Martinsville was a very shock for us. Well, it wasn't a shock because I got an email an hour before the race saying essentially we were going to be terrible because our data was wrong. But I think that, you know, we really adapt well as a team and we handle the information that we get really well. So I think certainly I'm optimistic and not going to look at the spring and say, oh man, we were awful there. What have we done to change that? Like, I've got smart enough people working within our team that I'm pretty confident that we can go there and contend for a win, and that race essentially never happened. So it's so hard to draw parallels between previous success or failures to current results. It's so hard to do it, especially in our sport now.
The race on NBC starts at 2 p.m. Eastern. Police say two people were shot and killed in Sylmar, California during unruly celebrations following the Dodgers World Series victory Wednesday. Illegal fireworks, vandalism, graffiti, and car spinouts were the celebrations of choice. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.